Trent, tell me a little bit about your charity.
My charity, most people don't know and they don't care, but it's a shame because I dedicate about 50% of the very little time I have to children, underprivileged kids. In the world of big game fishing, all of the magazines, all of the press, all the movies, all the TV are about Calcutta Kill blue marlin tournaments and money tournaments, wherein a point per pound dead on the dock, a blue marlin, which is almost an endangered species in many respects, is killed. And we have laws that we're not supposed to have them on our menu on the from eastern fishing. And we also have a huge conservation effort that we should release our fish and that, so they can live to fight another day, the basic release effort. And I started a tournament called the Barta Blue Marlin Classic and the Barta Boys and Girls Club Billfish Tournament that is a 100% release that allows no Calcutta, no betting, where you don't have to have a lie detector, where you don't have to have an observer on the boat, wherein your word is your code. If you release that fish, you release it. And if you want to rely and say you release 10 fish, you have to settle, you know, with yourself. And that there is no money, and that you're only going to get a plastic trophy, and that kids are going to be allowed to catch these fish. Kids between 4 years old sitting in your lap to 15 years old. And nobody said that anybody would fish it. And all the magazines shunned it. And it would never happen. Well, guess what, everybody? It's one of the largest tournaments in the world. And the best blue marlin fishermen in the world came. And I raised $1 million. Hey, everybody, let's get something straight. I hear that I'm wealthy, that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Everybody can shove it. I work 5 jobs. I work hard. I save. I'm conservative. I work my fingernails to the bone. I am a worker. And I have everything that I have, I earned and I deserve. Period. So when a guy like me raises $1 million for underprivileged kids to get them into fishing, and the Barta Boys and Girls Club Billfish Tournament has now raised $500,000 for the families of coastal North Carolina, the Boys and Girls Club of America, it is an amazing thing. And people said I was irreverent, and people said I was breaking all the rules, and people said that people would not fish on honor and code. Well, let me tell you something. At my tournaments, we say a prayer in the morning. We say the blessing of the fleet. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And the Ten Commandments are on stage with me. And it is the most successful tournament in the world. 3,000 people come to it. Over 70 sponsors endorse it. And we've done a wonderful thing. And, you know, my life has been based on people saying that I can't do this and I can't do that. But it is a marvelous thing. And my message to kids is that families who hunt and fish together stay together, and that there is no greater word than trust. And if someone can trust you and you have honor and you have code and love for family and love for God and you do your work and you do it well and you don't give up, that you will be successful in your life whether you don't have 2 pennies to rub together or whether you have wealthy parents. And that has been my message all the time.